The Los Angeles Lakers are off to a quick start in trying to win their fourth NBA title in 5 years. They've won the first two games in the first round of the playoffs. It already has been a long season for one of the Lakers' superstars. Commentator Frank DeFord considers the fame and isolation that comes with being Kobe Bryant.
You're Kobe Bryant, and wherever you go, people are staring at you. You're up for sexual assault, charged with raping a young woman. You're a so-called little man in basketball, a guard, but in fact you're 6'7", and so you can't put on sunglasses and a hat like some little movie star and get lost in the crowd. You are Kobe Bryant, and everybody shouts at you. Or they whisper behind your back, one or the other. Some of them hold up signs at you. The paparazzi dog you. You look straight ahead and pretend not to notice. Almost everybody has an opinion about you. You're an ogre, a monster, or you're a victim. You have bodyguards, and you fly on chartered jets, or you are ferried about in limousines. But sooner or later you surface because you're still a basketball player, and you go out on the court, in the spotlight, and play another game, usually beautifully. How do you do it, Kobe? Through the years, a lot of athletes with trouble in their lives have been able to use the arena as a refuge. Out there, on the court, on the field, they could forget everything that is swirling about them and just lose themselves, doing what they do best, playing a game. But you are Kobe Bryant, and however good you are, the court is another quagmire. Your teammates don't particularly like you. Anyway, at the best, they don't understand you. They need you, but they're jealous of you, too. Don't shoot so much, Kobe. No, tonight, shoot, Kobe. Save us. Next year, if you're not convicted, if you're not behind bars, you'll go to a new team. But will anybody understand you better there? Will anybody be your friend there? You're a different breed of cat, Kobe Bryant. You grew up in Italy, an American abroad, an African-American abroad. You came back home, but you really didn't know how to fit in, not even with your teammates. You skipped college. Maybe you could have made friends there, a fresh start. But you went right to the pros, so young, so by yourself. You're always alone. Who do you turn to, Kobe Bryant? You go home to your wife. What do you two talk about? Does she believe you that you didn't rape that woman? Anyway, she knows you cheated on her. Sure, professional athletes are advertised as tomcats, but you weren't supposed to be like that. Then your wife found out that that wasn't so. However it was with her, now it must be different. You married her when you both were so young. Your father didn't want you to. That broke up the family. One more tie broken. Even if you don't go to jail, life always seems to get tighter and tighter for you. And now it's the playoffs and you're supposed to do even more, but all the time knowing that in just a few months, a few weeks, you could be adjudged guilty, sent away for years, maybe decades, never to play a game of basketball again. And the people keep staring at you, shouting, whispering. You're Kobe Bryant, accused, indicted. Shoot Kobe, pass Kobe, star Kobe. How in the world do you wake up every day and do it? How?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.